to the Alliance. The Alliance of LGBTI organizations, and in particular CAISU, have been advocating for and will continue to advocate for the inclusion of three things mainly: HIV status, sexual orientation, and age, to be included in the Equal Opportunities Act as grounds for protection against discrimination. So you people asking, so what are you going to do next? What's the way forward?
Yeah.
And this is one of the things definitely that we will be pushing towards. Having these three things, part of the Add All Three campaign, having these things included in the Equal Opportunities Act to really protect against discrimination.
All right, now, the question was asked to me, I'm going to pose a question to you that was posed to me this morning, and I didn't have the answer for it, probably because I'm not involved in the movement. And the question the person asked me is, what was the purpose of that parade over the weekend? And I couldn't answer the question. Could you say, what was the purpose of the parade? Why a parade? Why not a round table discussion or a meeting with the relevant authorities?
Because we have been having round table discussion for years. We have been going to town hall meetings for years. The LGBTI organizations have been so active in terms of getting legislative change, creating cultural and social shifts, being part of parliamentary discussions and debates online, and offline, online, all the different NGOs and groups and so on have been constantly advocating for discussions around changing and shifting ideas surrounding LGBTI human rights. So the parade itself is actually not something that Trinidad and Tobago had on their own, but we decided to be part of a global movement, of the pride movement that is practiced across the world. It started with the Stonewall riots, where some discrimination was taking place at a nightclub. A Stonewall, and persons of the LGBTI community said that they weren't going to be, you know, standing there and taking it anymore, and the riots came about from that. Because so much discrimination takes place in terms of silencing persons and harming LGBTI persons, pushing them back in the closet, so to say. So these pride parades that happen across the world, New York, Canada, we had our own in the Caribbean as well, in Barbados and Guyana. Parades really show or count as creating a safe and national space of visibility for LGBTI persons to claim themselves, claim their identities. But oftentimes we are so invisible in the community. So really and truly it was part of that global movement, thinking globally but acting locally and pushing for that visibility, as I've been saying over and over. Visibility, reclamation, claiming nation's
faith,
sharing the nation, really.
Yeah? Hi. Vinal, what do you say to those who, over time, we have heard persons quote from the Bible and say this is not what God intended for mankind, and so on and so on. What do you say to those who condemn actions by the movement, as well as it being a lifestyle that is not what we intended to do as human beings? What do you say to persons who tend to quote the Bible or who may be against that particular lifestyle?
Well, I mean, I have a very, personally, I have a very radical view on religion. I am not very religious. But generally, I think that persons need to acknowledge that human rights are not religious rights. People have the right to their religion. If they can practice and should be allowed to practice their religion as they like. But in no way should religion encroach on another person's human rights through their liberty, their freedom, their dignity. And I have been seeing so much of a religious supremacy that has taken over our country, where religion, particularly the Christian religion, because as we mentioned, quoted the Bible, they have sort of claimed privilege and authority over how persons should express themselves and live their lives. So I think that when persons quote these things, I mean, we also need to remember that the Bible has been through a lot of translation, and personally I believe that it has been misrepresented from its original meaning. And I mean, religion is very patriarchal, very male-dominated. part of the patriarchy is also about protecting or being invested really in that heteronormative man-woman, man-meet-woman, meet-child, you know, procreation and so on. And I mean, this is not the only way of life, this is not the only way of being, this is not the only way of expressing yourself or your sexuality, but it's very much entrenched in an idea of controlling and having that sort of power and dominance over the population, where we feel, religious persons feel the need to have that sort of authoritative stance on how persons should basically live their life. I mean, they are allowed to have their take, they are allowed to have their perspective, and they are allowed to follow whatever guidelines for their own life that they want to. But I think they should really step out of other persons' lives, right? And not encroach on persons' human rights to liberty and freedom.
All right, okay. I want to ask you a question. I'm not sure if it's entirely within your purview to answer it, as I'm sure you can't speak for the entire country. But based on what you're seeing and based on your work and your field of study, tolerance versus acceptance. Where are we at as a society, Trinidad and Tobago? Is homosexuality something we just tolerate, or do you think we are becoming more accepting?
I think in 2018 we really are becoming more accepting. This is just an answer question because you asked those words. But I tend to really see it from using the word tolerance or even acceptance. I don't think we should even be thinking along these lines of having to accept another human being in this world with difference. You know, definitely this idea of tolerance. I mean, tolerance has so much of a negative connotation to me. When you tolerate something, it's like, yeah, I don't really like it, and I'm accepting it. It's irritating or annoying or whatever, but I'm just here to tolerate it. But I don't use the word at all. Tolerance, I don't think people should be thinking in terms of tolerating one another, but really just acknowledging. I prefer to use acknowledgement. Not tolerance or acceptance, but acknowledging diversity of the human existence. Diversity of humanity, diversity of gender, diversity of expression, diversity of sense of self and sense of being. I think in this time here, especially this year, 2018, which was very historic, to turn that out of people from the Jason Jones to the Pride Parade, I think that people are becoming more aware of knowledge and strength and diversity as natural. And I think that it will create more avenues and more openness in the future for human rights to really soar, you know, and reach that point where we would like it to.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, Ronelle, and thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon on State of the Nation. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
All right, you too.
Okay, guys, we're just about 3 minutes.